Welcome back to Open House with Mark Sewick and Corey James Moran, brought to you by the Mark Sewick team at Keller Williams, a Greater Rochester Real Estate Podcast. Welcome to episode number 7, the benefits of working with the real estate team.
Happy summer, Corey.
Hi there, Mark. How are you doing?
A great weekend. The sun is out. It's not raining.
Yes. All benefits?
Yeah. So things are good. Things are really good.
I have something really exciting to share.
Oh, what's that?
Last week on the podcast, we revealed that we are now the number one most listened to Rochester, New York real estate podcast in Israel.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're growing at a rapid pace.
Yes.
We are now the number one most listened to Rochester real estate podcast in Denmark.
Denmark?
Look at that.
You're kidding me.
I know. These analytics are just
through the roof. Oh, my God. Copenhagen?
You know what? They don't go quite that deep, but somewhere in Denmark.
Wow. And honestly, I did sort of have a sense last week that a friend of mine may have been visiting family in Israel.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. No clue.
Who do you know in Denmark?
No one that I know of.
What do you know about Denmark?
Really nothing. I was just going to say, is it the Danish?
Copenhagen and cheese.
Do they wear wooden shoes still? Is that still a thing?
I think that might be Holland.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. I know nothing. So, and now we are no longer, this is in, we're no longer the number one Rochester real estate podcast in Denmark. No, thank you so much for listening. No matter where you're listening from, here in the States, in Israel, in Denmark, apologies for my lack of knowledge. We do appreciate you joining us. As always, make sure you check out the other podcasts that we've gone through quite a bit, Mark. We've gone through a real journey already.
Yeah, indeed. Interesting. And I'm learning a lot. I mean, you know, I don't know this craft. I mean, you clearly and obviously you're an expert in this, but I appreciate your helping me to learn. But also, I mean, you're willing to prepare for this. I mean, like, it's pretty impressive.
Well, you know, you want to go, just like real estate, you want to go into a meeting prepared, right?
Yeah, you do not wing this.
No. So I do have plenty of things to get to, again, for episode 7 here. But if you missed out on last week, we talked about buying versus building versus renting, you're going to pay. So if you missed that one, definitely want to check it out. Because it just, you need to prepare yourself, again, speaking of preparedness, for the situation that you're walking yourself into.
And it's interesting, after having recorded that, my God, more and more and more, there were stories about the expense of building, of buying, of renting. So,
My brother-in-law and sister-in-law are still waiting to break ground because now their home is going to be costing an exorbitant amount more than they had anticipated. So they're hoping that this changes. But, you know, same with the real estate market. We keep asking ourselves this question of, is it?
And I don't think it is.
And that'll lead us right into our latest market update. What are we seeing? You know, last week we talked about how it was going to be a little slower, which it definitely was, heading into the holiday weekend.
Yep.
And that we were going to get a better feel for how things were going to rebound.
I think my prediction was that we would have a better sense of things, you know, a week and a half after the holiday had concluded. Yeah. So historically, the market is dead for a day or two after the three summer holidays have concluded.
Mm-hmm.
So the market should start to pick up again, you know, today, tomorrow. But right now it's, you know, it's too early. It's very, very quiet. But I still am not certain as to whether or not it was the warm weather, in the week, or so prior to the holiday that was causing people to step away, or whether or not this is just the change that we've sort of, that we've been anticipating for the past few months.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Again, it's looking into the crystal ball, really, of trying to guess what's going to happen.
I do know this.
Yeah.
I do know that, our team for the month of May, unbelievable. And I don't know if this is $11 million. So our team sold $11 million. First time that we've ever broken $11 million.
For the year, right? Oh, no. What's that? The month? One month?
One month we sold $11 million. So year to date, our sales are actually, we've doubled our sales. So this time last year, we were at $19 million and change. We're at $41 million so far year to date. So, you know, marching toward $75 million in sales this year. It's just unbelievable. So.
It is. And that leads us directly into what we wanted to discuss today, which is the benefits of working with
the team.
Oh, there
we go. Oh, perfect. Look at that. I did it.
I'm
learning.
You did it. You did it. Your own segue. I'm so proud. Now, we might be a little biased to our own personal team, but we can talk in some generalities to begin with.
Sure.
And these are things that maybe not everyone really knows, because they think, oh, I'm gonna hire a real estate agent. And that's kind of where the average person probably stops thinking about it, right?
Yes, because it is like any craft. You know, the industry is so nuanced and so subtle. I was actually sitting with a friend last night whose family, her mother and father passed away last night. And
oh my goodness, yeah.
Passed away, did I say last night? They passed away last year.
Oh,
they,
okay.
My apologies. They left the Metropolitan Museum of Art some porcelains.
Oh, wow.
German porcelain, but there were 7 pieces, only 2. As a result of the Metropolitan Museum saying, well, these 2 pieces aren't, you get to drill down to the specificity mm-hmm. of that particular industry. And it was really fascinating to listen to her. Well, likewise, our industry, I mean, you can hire somebody as a general practitioner. But boy, if you have a particular kind of property, whether it's waterfront or whether it's city-based or whether it's multifamily, you really need to drill down and figure out who it is that you're going to be working with. And you need to make sure that that you're talking to them about the benefits of having a team or whether or not you want to work with a sole practitioner.
Sure.
And I've got some bias.
Yes, again. And when you started, did you start just on your own or did you start right off on a team?
I started actually with another woman. Her name was Diana Boucher, who was a very, very kind soul, took me under her wing, and she really taught me the craft of becoming a real estate agent. Teams didn't really exist back then.
Really? Okay.
So this phenomenon of teams has been an evolving progression over the course of the past 30 years. And for a long while, actually, I would imagine that the first 10 years or so that I was selling real estate, there weren't really many teams. Then you started to see a few teams popping up here and there. About 10 years ago, they became more prevalent. And now any journal article that you read, they're basically saying that the future is all about
sure.
teams. And that if you're a sole practitioner, you're going to have an increasingly difficult time keeping up with and competing against the real estate teams that are out there.
I can't begin to imagine being able to do literally all of this. Just on your own.
Okay, so what specifically are you? Can you give examples?
Yeah, sure. So if you're on your own, that means that you are doing all of your transaction work. You're doing all of the paperwork behind the scenes.
Right.
You're managing the business. You're running your social media. You're doing all of your lead generation. I mean, you would need to duplicate yourself to be able to keep up with all those things. And obviously, as everyone knows, when you stretch yourself so thin, there's another thing that happens, and that's your quality of work can't be at the same level as someone who isn't stretched to that level.
There is a level of complexity that is really hard to imagine. So for our audience, why don't you talk a little bit about the division of labor within the team?
Yeah.
And then maybe we can talk a little bit about what some of the nuance and subtlety and complexity really is all about and how it plays itself out.
Sure. So we've mentioned a few of the people on our team throughout the podcast, and our hope is to get some of them brave enough to step up to the mic to come on the podcast at some point here. But we have obviously our other sales executives. So we primarily are our buyer specialists. We primarily work with buyers. Again, Mark primarily works with our sellers. We have Yvonne, who we've mentioned, who is our transaction coordinator, and the mental gymnastics and the juggling that she goes through, the level of attention to detail that is required for her job. Can you imagine?
No.
Having to do all of that by yourself?
And she does it all with a smile on her face.
Of course,
yes.
Absolutely. She's the best. We have Cam, who is our listing agent, who helps with all of the properties that we list. And again, these are all full-time jobs.
Right. Right. And we can get into some of the, I'm pausing here because, I'd love to, we got Molly, who is our client concierge in some ways, but also she's our lead generator, which is great. And that's an important role. And then we've got Marissa, who's our social media coordinator. Oh, and then of course, Nicole.
Yeah.
Who's,
just managing it all.
Exactly. I mean, her formal title is operations manager. The reality is she's the den mother. She's the glue, the kindness, she keeps it all going. She keeps those trains running on time.
Not only does this allow all the members of our team, and if anyone has a team, to focus on their goal to be specialists, which something you touched on briefly last week, Mark.
Right. So let's talk about Marissa for a moment. I've got to be honest. I couldn't do what it is that Marissa does at this point in time. I literally have never logged on to my, Do I have an Instagram? I think it's Instagram. I have an
Instagram. You do have an Instagram account.
Yes, okay, great. Yeah. I mean, literally, that is the degree to which I, so she runs the Instagram account. I've never logged on to Instagram before. You know, the Instagram that, you know, the kids are.
Of course, yes, the Instagram.
The Instagram that the kids are playing with these days.
Mark, do you want to break down SEO for us real quick?
Well, now that I can talk about. Yeah, but she's amazing because she did help us. Or she's currently helping us, I should say, with SEO, which is our search engine optimization. And we've hired a company, but that is a special. And the reason for an SEO is so that when somebody is looking for us in Denmark or in Israel,
right, yes,
and they type in Rochester, New York real estate agent, boom, we're the number one team, the number one website that comes up, as opposed to the 15th. And as a seller, this is really important. I mean, you want your real estate agent to have a website that is easily accessible by the buyers who are out there. And that's, you know, thank God for Marissa, and the hard work that she does. It's pretty remarkable.
It really is. And yes, it is so, so, so important if you are listing with us, because the bigger team that you work with, the bigger sphere of influence that they have, that opens up to more potential buyers. I mean, you know, the market's a little crazy right now. It's probably more important when it's not quite as chaotic, where you can't just list something and magically it goes for 40 grand or 50 grand or 60 grand over asking, but it will at some point get to a calmer level, as we talked about, and that's where it becomes so incredibly crucial to have the biggest possible sphere of influence to find a buyer for your property.
Absolutely. And, you know, and so she's got Facebook. She puts out the blog. She helps us with our podcast, our newsletters that we mail out. On and on and on and on. So, and then we mail to 35,000 people once a week.
Casual.
And, you know, and, yes. And so she's responsible for that. But I think for the audience, is their thing, well, you know, who cares about a team? You know, none of this is really compelling. I think that talking about Yvonne, and our transaction coordinator. So the majority of deals that are written will ultimately close. Mm-hmm. So somebody writes a purchase offer on a property, we're representing, let's say, a seller. The industry standard is probably about 89-90% of all those deals will close. On our team, more than 98% of the deals close. And the reason for that is we've got one person on the team, Yvonne, who makes sure that we have attorney's approvals in a timely manner. She makes sure that the buyers have applied for the mortgage in a timely manner, that the engineer's inspections are not only conducted in a timely manner, but that we're also negotiating. I'm doing the negotiating, but she's helping me to work with the buyers and the buyer's agent to make sure that we're negotiating it and that is removed. And then every day until closing, she's touching that file. That's why if a buyer writes an offer on one of our listings, there's 98% certainty that that will close, as opposed to the 10% certainty associated with the industry where the deal probably won't come together, won't close because somebody wasn't paying attention to the details.
Right.
And so many agents, because they don't have a team behind them, the offer's written, they just take the file and they put it into a rack somewhere and it collects dust until hopefully the deal actually transfers.
And when the sale of your home or when you're buying a home and that is on the line, do you want that extra 8%? I bet you do.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I bet you do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the volume, the number of different transactions that we can do. I mean, you just mentioned it. 11 million in a month is not something that any individual agent is ever going to be able to pull off.
Right. Well, and I think that in some ways brings us to another. Not only are we very, very equipped and expert at selling property, but your clients also want to have a nice ride and a nice journey along the way. And that's where somebody like Cam is important, who's just, you know, a kind soul with a big heart. Somebody like Yvonne, who's always got a smile and she's always making sure, even if she's working really hard and negotiating, you know, she's tough as nails, but boy, she always does it with respect. And so we want to make sure that our clients are enjoying the journey, because this is an incredible, it's one of the most stressful transactions or activities that one actually engages in during the course of their lifetime. So
let me run through a little hypothetical here for you, Mark. So you are doing something you're very nervous about. And you got a lot of anxiety about it, and the person you're leaning on as the expert,
like me at this very moment as we're recording this podcast,
you give them a call, right?
Yep.
And you get the voicemail, and you think, okay, well, I'm gonna wait a little while, and then a couple hours go by, and you shoot them a text, and then, well, no response yet. I'm gonna wait a little while longer, a couple more hours. go buy. What happens? Your anxiety builds.
Yep.
That nervousness, it builds. That is why having a team that has their own specialty that is accessible is also so important, and that's what this can provide as well.
Yes.
Immediate access. I mean, we're in the office right here. We are broadcasting from the palatial Keller Williams Studios out here. We've taken over a conference room based on what we've done. But Cam's answering. He answered multiple phone calls while I was just in there getting ready for the podcast.
Right.
Sellers with little questions. One wanted to know, could my grass be greener? Like, that is a legitimate question that was asked.
Right.
And sure, yes. You can Photoshop the pictures.
And I could have fielded that phone call, but I would have ultimately turned to Cam and said, I have no idea. Can we actually make the grass greener?
Yeah.
So again, it's a matter of expertise in many ways.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Because when you're one person, you can only answer so many calls.
Well, it is back to the example that you were giving earlier. You know, you wake up as a sole agent and you've got a new listing. You've got to figure out how to get signatures on the listing documents. You've got to figure out how to order the sign, how to get photographs taken, a 3D tour taken, how to distribute all that information, how to upload it to the multiple listing service, how to promote it through social media. And that's just the listing. And that right there is probably 6 hours of your day.
Right.
Where do you find time to then deal with the other listings that you have? Or the other transactions that are currently pending, how do you have the time to check in with the mortgage broker or with the attorney or the engineer to make sure that the deal is moving forward? And that's, I think, the difference between having a team and having a sole agent. So
yeah, it's not a surprise that as time has gone on, as things have changed, teams are becoming more common because of that very fact. And then in the market that we're sitting in right now, amplify all that by about 100 because everything's turning over in, what,
right,
4 days?
Right. Yeah.
Five days?
Well, it's interesting. In the 6-county region, there are 3,400 agents who sell real estate. And it's fascinating to see that the top 20 agents, their sales volume has exploded over the course of the past year, year and a half, 2 years. The other 3,380 agents, their sales volume has decreased, diminished significantly. The one statistic, 400 and some properties on the market for sale in Monroe County last week, and there are 3,400 agents. How can you do it? But the bulk of the majority, and you look at our team, an increase of 109% in the past 12 months. How is it that the sole practitioner can compete against a team? And that's why it is that you're seeing that the teams are specialized and that the consumer is realizing more and more, you know what, I love my niece who just got her license 3 months ago, but she can't compete against a team of 11 people, each of whom has a specialized area of practice.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Mark, how long did it take you to get to this point, to build the team to this level? As you mentioned, again, now it's record-setting paces. I mean, 40 million plus so far for just this year alone. When, how long ago was that a year's worth of sales?
Yeah, right. I think that the first 4 or 5 years, the first 3-4 years that I sold, I was able to do it on my own. And then after 4 years, I hired somebody as a part-time assistant. That in and of itself caused my sales to double. I made $7,500 my first year in sales.
Woo!
I doubled it to $15,000 in commission my second year, and it started to grow as a result of that. But then you realize after about 7 years that there's more business coming in and you need to actually hire somebody, another agent, to handle some of the leads. It was probably after about 20 years that we ended up with a team of about 6 or 7. And I would imagine that next year, poor Yvonne, we're going to have to hire an assistant to help
her assistant?
Her out. Yes, yes. We're going to have to hire an assistant for Yvonne. We're probably going to have to hire, because Molly's job is actually two jobs. She deals with, we're taking our former clients to a baseball game, a Red Wings game in a few weeks' time. So she's responsible for all these parties and all that kind of activity that we do, but she's also responsible for helping us to bring leads in. And I think next year we're probably going to have to hire a second person and bifurcate that job into two different jobs. So it's a long-winded way of saying that, okay, 4 years into it, I hired a part-time assistant. 30 years later, we're in the point where we've got 11 people, and we're hiring probably two next year.
Yeah. Again, this all speaks back to, if you are thinking of buying or thinking of selling, to know who you're working with. It's amazing to me, the people that I talk to, where it's just, oh, yeah, I don't know, I just picked somebody. There's been a couple that I picked up along the way that have changed over agents. And they even said just from the start, they didn't really know what they were getting into. So if we can stress anything, it's to learn things like this about, again, if you're going to work with us, we would love that. That would be fantastic. But truthfully, we just want you to be informed and know what you're getting into.
And one of the ways of doing that is to interview more than one agent. Interview two or three agents. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to figure out who is the expert in your area. You're going to figure out whether or not you're compatible personally with the agent that you're hiring. That's very important.
Absolutely. You can always find out more about our team, by the way, of course. Where do we go, Mark?
Let me see. I love when you try MarkSiwik.com.
There we go.
So it's www.MarkSiwik.com.
Of course, up there as well, we do have the podcast posted. So again, if you haven't listened to some of the previous episodes, we've got those up there for you. Your blog, which is wildly popular, is up there as well.
And the blog's doing very, very well. How do prospective clients reach you, Corey?
They can reach me directly. There's this thing called a phone, and then I know it has a lot of games and fun stuff on it, but you can also use it to call people. My number is 607-341-1230. My email is also up there on the website, which, again, we encourage you to go check out as much as possible, because if anything else, it's fun to see the listings that are up there.
Right.
I say it every week, but it's true.
Yes, it is, yeah.
I was thinking for next week, Mark. What do you think about this? For episode, this will be episode number 8. And this is, it's interesting because it ties a little bit into what we've talked about this week with working with a team. And that is off-market deals.
Oh.
Should we dive into that a little bit?
Sure, absolutely.
I know they're not as prevalent right now as maybe they once were, but sort of.
I've got to say that I think we disproportionately sell properties off-market. I mean, in the one agent on our team, Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron is...
Always has somebody.
Aaron Duffy Cruz. Every Monday, every Tuesday, we have a staff meeting, and I go through all the listings that we have that are upcoming, and Aaron is a monster. Every time I'm like, yep, 3 weeks from now, we've got a property, a 2,500 square foot home listing in Brighton. Boom, can I get my clients in there beforehand? Yep. And we can talk a little bit about that because it's a great way for buyers to purchase without getting into a bidding war.
Yep.
It's a great way for sellers to secure the sale price that they want without having to get their house ready for market. And clearly and obviously, it's great for us as agents because you're introducing buyer to seller. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. Okay. That would be fascinating.
All right, that's the plan for next week with Open House with Mark Siwik and Corey James Moran. Thanks again for listening.
Have a great day.